From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So how are things shaking out today? Last night, both major parties won big governor's races. The Democrat Terry McAuliffe narrowly beat the Tea Party candidate in Virginia. There was an expected landslide for Republican Chris Christie in the blue state of New Jersey. Longtime New Jersey political analyst, Star Ledger columnist, and former New Jersey Democratic state legislator Steve Abudabo joins us. And Steve, all the analogy, even before Christie won, is that his win sends a message to the Republican Party. What are you taking from Christie's win?
Chris Christie went after the woman vote. He got the majority. He got 54%. He went after the Hispanic vote, got about 50%. He got a third of the African-American vote. That is unprecedented for a Republican candidate anywhere in this country. It does not happen. It clearly doesn't happen with Tea Party candidates who do not even try to get those votes. The point is, Chris Christie is going to run across this country very soon and say, in New Jersey, bipartisan government worked. It's not working in Washington. What's wrong with you? And it's going to be, in my opinion, a compelling argument.
Well, actually, this is reminding me of another fellow running across the country. Also, he actually became the presidential candidate for the Republican Party, talking about being a Republican leading a blue state and how bipartisanship works. That was Mitt Romney. And it didn't work. So people are wondering, you know, will Chris Christie play outside of New Jersey, which is not the South, which is not Ted Cruz's Texas? So let's talk a little bit about Chris Christie for those who may not know him as well across the country, although even before his keynote at the Republican convention, he was showing up in the national news. He had that finger-waving fight with the teachers union. He took that defiant vacation in 2010 while New Jersey was in a blizzard. He didn't come home, but then had a masterful embrace of the state after Hurricane Sandy. Tell us something else we may not know about Chris Christie.
Well, again, you just did a great job describing two storms that in many ways has taught this governor from his mistakes. And it was a very bad mistake not being here during that first very severe, serious storm and saying, listen, I delegated a lot of the responsibility. I was available by the phone. What he learned clearly after the criticism that was well deserved was that you need to be here. People need to see you, feel you, touch you, in fact, hug you. And in Sandy, while Christie has a well-earned reputation for being aggressive, sometimes very aggressive in your face, during Hurricane Sandy, the other side of Christie came out. Much of this country saw him hugging, holding, crying with, being there with people who lost their homes, their businesses, their lives were destroyed. There are still serious problems in this state when it comes to Sandy. Way too many people are not in their homes. But the point is, Chris Christie was on the scene, and that is what I believe. Robin, he is going to try to show this country that during Hurricane Sandy, he was the kind of leader that you'd want in place. Will that sell in Alabama and Arkansas and other places? I think to some extent, but his social policies and the fact that he does get along with Democrats is going to be a harder sell.
Tell us more about those policies. He was asked, according to MSNBC's Chuck Todd, to campaign for Ken Cuccinelli in Virginia. He's, of course, the Tea Party candidate who lost to McAuliffe in Virginia. Christie declined to campaign for him. He's taken other Tea Party leaders to task. Is that kind of pugilism going to play when he goes out? And he is going to be going out soon because he also has a new role within the party that's going to take him across the country.
Yeah, Chris Christie's about to become the chairman, the head of the National Republican Governors Association. I don't think he cares. Meaning he went after John Boehner when John Boehner did not deliver on Hurricane Sandy funding with those Tea Party Republicans who were withholding that funding on Hurricane Sandy. He went after Boehner. My point is he doesn't cater to the Tea Party, and I don't think he's going to. I don't think he needs to because, frankly, if he gets past the Republican primary with 30% of the vote, the Republicans don't just need to win a primary. They need to win a general election. They can't win if they can't get blacks and Latinos and women to vote for them.
By the way, just briefly, what about the revelations in the new book, Double Down, Game Change 2012, which claimed that the Romney campaign thought that Christie came late to events and outshone Romney when he campaigned for them, and then also when they were vetting him for a vice presidential running mate. According to off-the-record Romney people, his resume was littered with potential landmines, that he'd steer hefty contracts to donors and political allies, that there was a Justice Department report ripping his spending on travel when he was U.S. attorney, unanswered questions about a defamation lawsuit. These things, which came out last week, obviously didn't bother voters in New Jersey, but will they have any wheels?
There are going to be questions that Governor Christie is going to have to answer if he runs for president, and I do believe he will, that are very different than when you're running for governor. The press corps nationally is a very different press corps. And Governor Christie is going to have to answer a lot of those questions. It's going to be a very different game for him.
Steve Adubadu, longtime political analyst in New Jersey. We should say also a former state legislator and a Star Ledger columnist on Governor Christie's reelection last night. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.